You're listening to Slay Radio, Slay Radio, Slay Radio, a special show for you,
with your listener, Alex and his friends.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Slay Radio, and this is Mahoney Pex Mahoney Tivison. You're going to hear a lot of music tonight, a lot of music you never heard before, like this. And we have a special guest today. This is Michael Jackson.
And next is Billie Jean.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one that could dance on the floor and around. She said, I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused the scene. Then heavy hair turned with the ice dream of being the one who would dance on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mama always told me, be careful who you love. And be careful what you do. After the lie becomes the truth. Was on his side, but who can stand when he's in the manners, he's in the lands. Go and dance on the floor and around. So take my strong advice, just remember to always think twice. Do think twice. She told my baby this to three. She looked at me, then showed a photo. Baby cried, his eyes were like mine. Go and dance on the floor in the round, babe. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. But she came and stood right by me. Just a smell of sweet perfume. This happened much too soon. She called me to her room. Hey, the Billie Jean is not my lover.
Well, for all you Commodore 64 lovers out there, I must tell you that this is, of course, Johannes Bjerregaard, and he's done a marvelous job of doing this Billie Jean cover. It's really brilliant. Keep on listening, it's coming more. Okay, you're probably wondering now, what are we doing here? I, for one sake, I'm speaking to you, you're listening, and it's called radio, and it's a lot of thanks to Slay for slaying this radio out in the air. Do we have any rules for today? Well, no, actually, we haven't. You won't know what to expect, and you shouldn't be knowing it, because, well, that's life, full of surprises. I can promise you that I will bring you a lot of nice Commodore 64 music in many, many ways. Okay, we had enough of Michael Jackson, I think so. So let's go continue.
Let's listen to Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
Dance, dance, dance.
Whitney is a singer of all singers.
I wanna dance.
Somebody,
she's
huh?
next. I want to. The next tune will be I Want to Dance with Somebody with Whitney Houston.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've gone all right up till now. It's the light of day that shows me how. And when the night falls, the loneliness calls.
Last time I danced was with Mackay. Not sure if he loves me or not, though. Well, anyway, we all want to dance, and sure, I wanted to dance with Whitney Houston as well. This was an excellent remake with Laxity. He made the Sid for this one. It's wonderful, really, really wonderful. I can really smell the 80s out of this one. Okay, tonight I have Karin Øyhagen, that's a pronunciation, the girl that was singing in an Armageddon Man remix I made last summer, that was. I also have Elsa Persson with me here, the girl that sang in the Breakdance remix. You probably heard that as well. If you haven't, then it's time to go to www.remix64.com. There you find everything, and all the files that they are pointing at there, they are at remix.qued.org. And if you don't know where that is, well, you should really look there. There are a lot of nice music. Okay, now I want to know, what time is it?
It's 3 a.m., 3 a.m., it's 3 a.m., eternal.
Yes, sure it is. Okay, now we have some serious information for you guys here.
You're listening to Slay Radio.
Slay Radio, Slay Radio, fa la la la.
A special show for you.
Yeah, du kan vara så sexy, Elsa.
It's time for sexual with Amber. Amber.
Don't you know that when you touch me, baby, that it's torture?
Nothing better to do than just please continue listening.
Yeah, thank you. Oh boy, what a fantastic audience you are. I mean it.
Well, he's either brilliant or that's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Thank you, I love you. Yes, I love you. Mwah. Oh, I could stay on forever.
You're listening to Slay Radio, a special show for you if you are listening with Pace and his friends.
Okay, back down to earth for one moment. We have all our serious moments, you know, and I'm going to talk about the future. You are going to listen to more nice Commodore 64 music. I bet you've heard this before.
When the night falls down,
but I bet you haven't heard this one before.
Belinda Carlisle.
Okay, I feel terrible sorry that I actually did this, but let's give her another try.
Baby, I was afraid before, I'm not afraid anymore. Ooh, baby, do you know that's what? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first.
course, you're listening to Rob Hubbard and his excellent Crazy Comments. And well, there's a little bit, tiny little bit of Belinda Carlisle doing her stuff as well. I think this is wonderful. You have... Well, actually the best of two worlds. You have all this happy sad noises and music. Well, I must admit that this remix actually turned out to be crap, so I won't force you to listen to it anymore. Actually, I don't know what drives me when making a remix. It's like, oh, I tried to do something new, something that nobody has done before, but actually this was probably stepping out of line and doing something that should never have been done.
Ah! I see you have the machine that goes bing!
Uh-huh. I mean, that's okay. It's not right, but it's okay. I'm gonna make it anyway.
Like this, you mean?
Like this, I mean.
Should we talk
like
British English or American
do you
English?
Have it like
you want
this?
American English or British?
Maybe we can have it like this.
Scottish.
Scottish. There are some people talking Scottish, but it doesn't sound like that.
Really. No. There are some people.
Sean Connery.
Speaking Scottish.
The sexiest man
speaking,
on earth.
Speaking.
Sean. No, but yes, because he's so masculine, and he speaks Scottish.
And it's not only because
that's
he's
sexy. No, it's his dialect. No, he's old, but I mean, he's an old, sexy guy.
Okay.
But he used to be sexier.
Oh, yes. When he was...
Okay, if he was like 40 years younger, would you like to date Sean Connery then?
I don't know. I don't know if we would have anything in common, but we have one time, sure.
I would
once.
Date him, definitely. But I think he only dates really, really beautiful stars, women. That category.
That's just a cliché, maybe.
Okay, who's singing?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Britney.
How do you like Britney Spears?
No comment.
She has a strange voice.
You think?
Hit me, baby, one more time.
And a very visible stomach.
Oh, that's true.
She has lots of stomach, but not much. It's just,
you can see
you
it.
You can see it.
Always.
Always.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're right outside, yeah. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, the reason I breathe is you. Boy, you got me blinded. Loneliness is killing me. And I must confess,
one more time.
Oh baby, baby, how was I supposed to know?
Well, you could always take a look at the message boards at remix64.com, because that's where it's all at.
I must confess that my loneliness is killing me now. Don't you know I still believe that you will be here and give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time, time.
Okay, here's a question for you. Which game is this one? Okay, sorry for making it so easy. It's of course Jet Set Willy, and it's an in-game tune, and I guess we've all heard that a lot of times. Now, we're going to make a live performance, and this is me and Karin Øyehagen. We are going to sing the glee tune from Jet Set Willy for you. I will just turn some knobs here, give us some reverb and, well, pan a little bit, and then we go.
You're very welcome to listen to my friend Karin.
What bandwidth are we?
What bandwidth? We're actually transmitting in 128 kilobits per second. Uh-huh. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
No.
No, I can understand that.
So you're listening to Slay Radio.
It's not FM radio.
0.1.
No, it's not FM radio.
Computers.
Yeah, it's computers.
Mm. Okay.
Most of today are actually computers. Do you have a computer?
No.
No? Would you like one?
Yes, very much.
Very much? What would you use it for?
I would use it for sending mails and looking up information on the internet.
Okay, what kind of information would you like to...
About jobs, about educations, about... music. I would probably look up CDs or other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Maybe do some shopping. Books.
That's nice. Elsa, would you like a computer?
Well, in one way, yeah. Because I would like to use it for composing music.
Okay.
But on the other hand, if I had one, I would only be sending emails all the time and looking up things on the internet. It wouldn't be good. I wouldn't have any life, so...
No, but if you didn't have broadband, maybe you would save... You would be careful with sending.
Yeah.
And you use computers in your work as well, so maybe you wouldn't
send. Yeah, but that's
email.
Enough.
Okay.
I think. I would
that's
be
enough.
A computer-holic, so...
Okay. You know, most people listening to you right now are actually computerholics. Do you have any message for them?
Go on doing it if you like it.
Music for Mackay. Here's Future Freak with Dexion Ranking Demo. Future Freak fans out there. I got some questions from Wobbler, Marcus Nordstedt, and here's some answers for you. You wanted to know what how Elsa and Karin and Sofia and Hanna and the other girls that has been singing my Commodore 64 remixes, how I actually got them to do it, and I can promise you it has nothing to do with candy or money or anything. It was just like, okay, do you want to learn something about singing? And they do, because they sing quite a lot, and they actually are very good at it, much better than I will ever be. But I know stuff that they don't like, technique, computers and microphones, and, well, how things work around by the technical details.
We're going to play another song by another girl. This girl is Madonna. Do you know anything about Madonna?
She used to be in a musical film called Evita, for example.
Did you see it?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, in Germany. And in I
Germany.
Liked it.
In Germany? Was it dubbed?
Did no, it German? Wasn't. But people were really upset because it wasn't.
Because they didn't understand it?
Yeah, they thought that maybe small kids and people who couldn't read couldn't...
They couldn't
enjoy
read
it.
German. Okay.
But it's not a kids movie, so...
Not really, but they thought also that maybe a little older people that weren't used to the subtitles, they couldn't concentrate on the subtitles and on the movie at the same time.
Yeah, it's the Germans. They're strange.
You don't know who listens to this.
There are at least a couple of German people.
Yeah, but
I liked it.
You liked it?
I liked it.
Okay, especially for all the German people, we're going to play Madonna, and we're going to play a tune called Frozen. You've heard it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know?
When I hear it, I will hear it.
Frozen when your heart's not open.
Yeah, that's true, but this is kind of a special version, so here we go.
The Pex version.
The Mahoney version.
You waste your tea what your eyes want to see. How can I be what you want it to be? You're frozen when your heart's not open. You're so consumed with how much you get. You waste your time with hate and regret. You're broken when your heart's not open. If I could melt your heart, we'd
should know I suffer the same if I lose you. My heart will be broken. Love is a bird, she needs to fly. Let all the hurt inside of you die. You're frozen when your heart's not open. If I could melt your heart, apart. Give yourself to me. You are the key.
Beck's version.
Is this the Mahoney version? The Mahoney version.
Are you Peck's or are you Mahoney in this?
Actually, it's both. I use Peck's Mahoney Tiveson, which is my name. So I kind of mix it. But people, they choose their aliases like they want to.
Uh-huh.
So Colin, if you could choose an alias, what name would you use? Oh, I'd better go get it.
I would be Paper Girl.
You have done an alias. Sorry. Actually, I had a password from a book, from a science fiction book, but I don't remember it anymore.
You had a password or you had an
No,
alias?
I had an alias.
Yeah, okay. Because you shouldn't really say your password.
No,
here.
I won't say my password, but it's also science fiction. Lots of science fiction and fantasy. I would definitely have something science fiction or fantasy, because that's the coolest.
Fantasy like the J.R. Tolkien,
yeah,
the Ring Trilogy,
maybe I
would
be called Galadriel or something.
Okay, I think that's taken. You have to take another one.
I think so, too. That's too common. Hello, Sophia.
Hi.
You want to come in and talk English?
Our new guest
is
Sophia Åberg.
Åberg.
Hi. Like a river mountain.
You're listening to Slovenia, a special show for you if you're listening.
Okay, here's the weather forecast for you. We have rain today and tomorrow it's raining, and I think it's going to rain the day after tomorrow as well. Well, that's all for the Swedish weather. Kind of shit weather it is. Always. Well, we shan't forget that this is a kind of a music show, so on with the music. And since I actually like Michael Jackson, here's some more!
What a
passion, sounding heartbeats, intimidations. Any, are you okay? Any, are you okay? Are you okay? Any, are you okay? Are you okay?
This Sid version was done by Thomas Danko. Very nice Swedish musician. You should check out his folders in the HVSC Sid collection.
I would like to play Simpsons. I think that sounds like a really fun game.
Simpsons?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
Sims, you
the
mean?
Sims. Yeah,
yeah,
the Sims.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of a glorified chat room, really.
Yeah.
People talking to each other and...
Like. No, but that you can create your own world and use the characters as dolls. It's kind of like having your own dollhouse.
That's true.
You don't really know what's going to happen, so it's...
What is that?
You haven't heard about it?
No.
No, it's like you can make up your own personality and just go meet friends. But that's also people that have made up their own personality, so...
Mm, it's funny. You can build your own house. You start out with a person and a certain economy, and then you can make him or her get an education, meet friends, build a house, all those kinds of stuff. And then you can start dating other people, and you can also control the other puppets, so to speak. So it's all these puppets that you have to take care of. It's kind of like Tamagotchi, but very much more complicated.
So you can make your own virtual reality world of some kind with other people.
Yeah.
Through your computer.
True. Yeah.
If I were human, I believe my response would be, go to hell.
Okay, I hope you're having a swell time here listening to Slay Radio. I have another interview for you. This time it's with Martin Gore from Depeche Mode. And he said once that he promised to make a... Oh, stop laughing, I can't think. He promised that he would use some Sid sounds in the next album they were going to make. What do you say about that now, Martin?
Dream on, dream on.
It's radio, radio, radio slay, slay radio, my precious.
I met you last night. The world stopped turning, but your madness, it kept on. Guess I wasn't too bright, and I really wasn't learning. Should have seen it all along. All those sweet, sweet kisses and those sweet red roses, they convinced me it was you. I made you exclusive, now it's so conclusive that you wasn't doing it too. If you told me from the start that you played around, I would have been fine.
Yeah, would have been fine.
Then I would have been too, and I guess I would have had a good time. If you told me from the start that you played around, I would have been fine. Then I would have been too, and I guess I would have had a good time. Something didn't feel right, and I wish I knew that. I just could not see your games. Got respect for you, and you put me through it. Why would you bring me so much pain? Oh, I would stick up for you, cause I did adore you, while my dogs would chew you out. Tried to be so nice on those lonely nights, but I should have figured you out. If you told me from the start that you banged around, I would have been fine.
Then I would have been fine.
Then I would have been too, and I guess I would have had a good time.
Now I had a good time.
If you told me from the start that you banged around, I would have been fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Then I would have been too, and I guess I would have had a good time.
Around,
I would have been fine.
Been
then I would have been too, and I guess I would have
had a good time.
If you tell me from the start that you're playing around, I would have been fine.
Been
then I would have been too, and I guess I would have had a good time.
Actually, this remix was done by Phonepipe. As some of you may know, this is the only song that you could have heard before, because the other ones I actually made for this show, especially for now. But I didn't know that this remix actually was made before, because I got this from Slagon, as he heard a preview of the songs that I was going to play on this show. So it's kind of a nice idea, and nice to see that somebody has done it before, that I'm actually not the first one to combine Commodore 64 music with some real lyrics. The remixes you've heard in this show, I've kind of rushed all of them. I didn't spend too many minutes on thinking on how to do them, and why and when, and that's the way I like it. It's probably the way I do most of my remixes. I do them on a hunch, really. I just say, oh, this would be nice, and then the next night, actually, I spend 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, and I do everything on the same night. The reason for doing it on the same night is because then you're not destroyed by other impressions, really. And then I tend to, the day after, I listen to the remix and feel maybe changed a little bit, not too much. And then a week later, I do the final listening test. Well, this was Phonepipe, the C64 Arkanoid remix, and this is the only remix that you may have heard before in tonight's show. And now it's time for another one. The people that know me, they know that I like classical music, and so does a lot of C64 SID composers. Now I'm going to play the Mermaid Madness tune, and this is a Tchaikovsky tune from the beginning. It's called the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and it's me and 5 of my friends singing all a cappella for you. Here we go.
Do, 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 do. Do ba do 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 do
do ba do ba do 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 do.
The Sid version of this one was made by Fred Gray, whom I had the pleasure of meeting at BitLive in Brighton.
Hallelujah!
Arranged by Chris Abbott. Woo! So hooray for Abbott and John Lum Thompson!
Okay, talking about computer games, which games have you played? Have you played any computer games? Or console games? Or?
My favorite is definitely Paperboy.
Paperboy? Oh! Where did you play that?
On a Sega something.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Oh, that's a console.
It's in the 80s. Yeah. How old were you? Seven?
That was my computer game time.
Right. Okay, and that lasted from the 80s until?
Until the beginning of the 90s, I think.
90s, okay. Oh, that's wow. 10 years.
Not really. It was maybe 2 or 3 years, but at the end of the 80s and the beginning of the 90s.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. But it was nice.
Yeah. And Karin, just recently you borrowed a console.
Yes, Nintendo 64.
Ooh.
But actually I didn't play very much on it because most of the games were too complicated because now I am grown up, so I... And I've never played computer games, so I've never learned about, well, Super Mario and all those stuff that all the kids can play really easy.
Yeah.
And since I didn't play it, I'm just like, I'm really confused. So okay. I'm more into, I always had these Game & Watch games.
Oh.
That's my league. I mean, I never got to the next level.
Okay.
I played Tetris.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all those. That are in the computer from the beginning.
Ah, okay. So. Elsa, did you play any Game & Watch games?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
How many?
I don't know, maybe 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
But some of them belong to my brother, and he didn't really want me to play them. So when he wasn't at home, I used to steal them from him.
Okay, so you stole them from him.
Yeah.
Without him knowing it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then afterwards he was really angry.
Because you had all the high scores?
No, he couldn't really see
you
that.
Used up
but maybe
all the batteries.
My mother told him. But then I bought my own. Squish.
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 That was a strange game with a labyrinth and some guy in the middle of it.
Okay.
Which you should help in some way.
Because otherwise he got squished. Squished.
Yeah, exactly.
Squished.
That's
squished.
Kind of violent, isn't it?
And then the Snoopy tennis game.
Okay.
Which was
That's
nice.
Really boring.
Yeah.
Because it's
but
really
it was
slow.
My first game. No, I think my first one was Safari.
Safari.
Some strange game with lions and I don't know.
Something like that.
I don't know what it was supposed to be, but...
Okay. That's nice. I was thinking about music because we're going to play some music in this radio show. And would you like to introduce the next song?
Sure.
Sure.
If I knew what it was.
If you knew what it was. Just a moment.
Okay, I must, before you hear the song, I must apologize because you're going to hate me and I'm sorry. But this is RoboCop 3 with Darren Tell. It was a stupid idea from the beginning, and the results, well, judge yourselves. Here we go!
She wakes up early every morning just to do her hair now, because it cares, y'all. Her day wouldn't be right without her makeup. She's never out of makeup. She's just like you and me, but she's homeless. She's homeless. As she stands there singing for money, la la dee la do da, la la dee la do da. Try hard not to care about the.
homeless. As he stands there singing for money.
Light that burns twice as bright burns half as long. And you have burned so very, very brightly, Roy.
You're listening to Slay Radio, a special show for you if you are listening.
Baby.
Still locked up.
Mushroom deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it, don't leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Now that the party is jumping. With the bass kicked in and the fingers all pumping. Quick to the point, don't fake it. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Running them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a super tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on. Pursuing to the next stop. I was left and I'm heading to the next block. The block is dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rocking in lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because I'm full of eight ball. Gunshots raised out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells. If it was a problem, yo, I solved it. Check out the hook from the DJ Boss.
Ice, ice, baby.
Listening to Slow Radio.
Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted and formed, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you wanna step with this. Shade plays on the fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, my rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
Ice, ice, baby.
Okay, it's time to stop now. My hour is gone and it will never come back unless you force it some way, record this, or, well, you find a way. I'm sure. Anyway, I would like to thank the persons that have helped me doing this show. And, well, we start with Karin Øyehagen, the soprano that sang the Armageddon Man mix, who has been very kind to be here singing and doing the interview. And we have Elsa Persson, who was the singer, sings songstress, maybe I should say, in the breakdance remix that I made. And I also should tell you that the Gollum-inspired Slay Radio jingle was made by Johannes Lindén.
And I'm thanking you for giving it to me.
Oh, baby! Oh, darling! Thank you for giving me what I want and what I do.
Okay, it's time to go now. It's hard to leave you, really, because it's been so much fun doing this. But I have a final song for you, and it's nothing related to Commodore 64, and it's not a remix, and I haven't even made it myself. But it's some wise words that are in Swedish. So all of you that don't know Swedish, well, tough luck. Here we go, and thank you for listening to Slay Radio. It's been a pleasure.
Sluta röka och sluta kröka så får du mera ork och göka.
You're listening to Slay Radio, Slay Radio, Slay Radio. A special show for you with Bengtsson and his friends.
Nej, nu vet jag faktiskt inte. Jag tror det här räcker alldeles utmärkt.
Räcker det till en show?
Ja, visst gör det.